Kia ora. Kia ora koutou, morena, ni hao. Before I went to China, I was kind of like all mixed about the whole thing, but I'm ready to cut the story short. I'm really, really glad that I went to go to serve in God's service that we did over in China. I was really fortunate. I was really happy to be able to share a little bit about Māori culture and, of course, music, as music is a big part of my life, and being able to share, even if it was just a couple of songs on the guitar to the kids and students in the classroom, in one of our teaching sessions when we were talking about Aotearoa, New Zealand. And another big highlight was experiencing and listening to the sights and sounds of traffic and the train in Shanghai before going to Weihai, and smelling the spices, a real spicy smell over there, and also listening to the sound of the locusts, which is similar to what I would say cicadas. But to the point that I really want to make, and that's grace and love was extended not only in my own life and the lives of us, everyone in the team, but to those in the Chinese community, whether it be in Shanghai and Weihai. And actually it was one night Michelle made the comment that she just really saw the care and support that was bestowed for me over there. But I said to her, look, I loved you guys and you guys were awesome, so I wanted to extend that grace to her and everyone. And this is what I have to remind myself now that I'm back home in Aotearoa, is to keep on sharing that same aroha nui and grace, even to those who are difficult, as much as I love China. And yeah, the beach was awesome. And one more thing I do want to say before I finish up. I'm really proud of not only you guys announcing, but especially to three of our Māori representatives, Ethan, Destiny, and myself, to represent our Māori community in this church, to represent you guys in China. And I hope that really puts Māori in a positive way once and for all. Bless you guys.
Okay, ni hao. Yeah, I really enjoyed China. I did have notes written down, but I'll just try and wing it. excuse my nervousness. So I just made a lot of connections. That was really awesome. And the kindness and the just the love that was shared with them all. Icy was the top left. She was a lovely, sweet, pretty girl. She was shy, but she was just kind and friendly. That's on the boat going out to the island tour that we had. And of all of them, I'm keeping in contact with WeChat. So while she was sick at one time and wasn't able to be with us, I was able to still WeChat her and stay connected. In top right, there's Annette, Marcy, myself and Lily. And Lily, we got the opportunity to go to Zoe's English speaking church, so that was quite an experience, and make a connection there as well. So it's another friendship and connection there. In the centre there's I'll go to the bottom first. The bottom left, I was teaching. It was that first day was really awesome, just being able to teach about New Zealand, and I was at that point doing the Kiwi, I think. They were quite excited about that, but just sharing our culture and then with their culture, it was just neat that no matter what culture we are or what language we speak. We're all made, you know, in the image of God. So that was pretty awesome to be able to share that, and for them to share with us the whole, you know, of China. But so another student in the centre there, Hardwin, and his father, Archer, thank you, that was at a biking trip. And so, yeah, it was neat to have them in the class, but it was also neat to connect with the father and go biking with them. And then bottom is Sarah. Now, Sarah, she's the one at the back of the picture in the light green. She was the one that welcomed us, the first one we met at Waihai when we at the airport. Just her friendliness and her kindness and just warm, loving, welcoming. And then taking us on tour and, you know, she went biking with us and just, yeah, all different things. Oh, she, noodles. She took us to a noodle shop. So that was just awesome, sharing noodles with her. And I met her son, Josh, who's unwell at the moment. Was thought tonsillitis, but it's actually he's had pneumonia, but hopefully he'll be out of hospital soon. And Leo and Jonathan, I went cycling with them and did other things with them, and at the island and Panda Bear, and just language and photos, just really connecting with the guys there. It was fantastic as well. So yeah, it was a great experience. I think I used the Chinese chopsticks probably 9 times out of 10, and the squat toilet 9 times out of 10. That was an experience in itself, but it was good. Yeah, so just the whole culture and connecting, the love and the kindness of everybody. I just hope that we were, well, I'm sure we were the blessing to them as they were to us. And yeah, it was awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, the steps for Marcy in China, there's no standard. There's a variation as you walked up the streets and over footpaths, and so sometimes we had to say, well, the step's a little bit larger, the step's a small step. It was an adventure, eh, Marcy?
So I found about this as of like 3 minutes ago. So being in China again was just terrific. I'm just going back and seeing people who I haven't seen for years, and you know, they're all like, oh wow, you're like this size now, and I'm like, yeah. And yeah, also just being able to try and use the remnants of the language that I had was just amazing. But I think the best thing was just connecting with the kids, because they're all amazing, beautiful, kind, intelligent people. And just being able to help them improve their English and just connect with them as people was really awesome. So, yeah, I had a great time.
Hello. So I was one of the ones that went on the China trip as well, and it was amazing. First when we got there, I noticed that they knew very little English, and probably weeks before I had downloaded this app on my phone that is similar to Google Translate but gives single words instead of sentences. So I used it to make sentences to communicate to them, and a few mistakes, because some words in English, they mean different things, but they spelt the same. It's like in Chinese, I said something completely different, and they all started laughing. And then I looked at it after, and that was, it was pretty funny. So that really helped communicate to them, because I can't speak English to them. Overall, it was really good.
Uh,
I'll just add to what Ethan was saying. Yeah, in the first day we had to run a whole bunch of or help out with a whole bunch of different games, like getting to know your games, and the very similar games that we would play here, but trying to explain two truths and one lie is an extremely hard concept, and we learned pretty quickly that just talking was going to really get us nowhere. And so here's me trying to like explain to them with hand gestures and stuff, and I was getting nowhere. But Ethan pulls out his phone and then punches in a couple of things, like, oh, yes, yes, now we get it, and we're off. So Ethan was amazing, just how technology can sort of help cross-cultural boundaries and stuff. So good job, Ethan. Jasmine. And just while she's coming up as well, I'll just explain this photo here. So on the first night, Sharks, it was a journey getting to China. I think it took us like well over 24 hours to get there across multiple time zones. And the first night that we got there, we were like, oh, what should we do? And someone said, oh, maybe we karaoke. And we were like, yes. And at this point, I think by the time we had got to karaoke, it would have been like maybe 1 o'clock in the morning New Zealand time, so our bodies were still a little bit tired, but we get to karaoke, and there's like a bit of a waiting room in the foyer, and people were playing this game, and we had no idea what it was, but Jasmine thought, oh, I'll give it a go. And so she sat down with one of the locals and started learning this game, and so you can see, I think, was that just a couple of moves before you lost to them, Jasmine? Yeah. But I just thought that was awesome. So Jasmine just saw opportunity to connect with locals and took it. So I thought that was fantastic.
Hello.
Whoa.
At the school that we helped out at, I met this girl. Her name's Wendy. This sounds so weird. She's 14 and she was really cool. My name's about wrong. It's got an E on the end. For next time, yeah. She's 14 and she was really cool, and I just feel like we connected really quickly, and we still talk on WeChat. And on the last day, she got me Dale and Destiny, these little like bird things, and they're cool. And yeah, I'm done. Bye.
Yeah, so I didn't really plan anything, so this is going to be off the cuff. This was when we were at the sailing club, and it was during dinner time. And then there was talk, there was people saying, oh, nah, the pizza's not coming through anything anymore after we had dinner. So I was kind of gutted. And I thought it would just be like a normal sour's pizza, but yeah, it was kind of, I don't know how, it's probably the size of, yeah, that size, what Lyndon's doing, yeah. So it was unreal. We had, on our last night there, we went out for dinner on this, on like this boat, and they gave us, apparently it's like Chinese cuisine, these sea slugs, which is like a delicacy to them, but these fellas didn't want a bar of it. So I had to like, I was a bit apprehensive of having them at first because their texture, I think, isn't there a photo of it? Oh, yeah. Their texture's a bit slimy and prickly. So, yeah. I was just having them because the guy that was hosting us was saying how good they are for you and how much they cost. So as soon as I found that out, I was like, oh yeah, might as well have these guys' ones because they don't want to have them. So yeah, but overall, what I saw God do with us is just that people were so generous to us, over here, like, people are, like, really friendly, but there it's just, like, another level. And they're, like, even if they're just strangers, they just talk to you and make you feel welcome in their in their presence. And yeah, it's just, yeah, it was kind of hard coming back here and like adjusting back, but yeah, really life-changing experience for myself and probably for everyone else that went. I ended up having 4. Oh, yeah, about that. So the next morning, I woke up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I thought, oh, no, here we go. I'm gonna vomit, but luckily it was just coming out the other end, so, yeah. And it didn't last too long, so, yeah, maybe 1 or 2 episodes, so, yeah, not too bad.
Morning, team. So it was a good experience going to China. Always wanted to go there just to see the pandas. It's been a thing on my bucket list to do, see pandas, so that was good. Another good experience is the squatty potties. The first time I ever needed to use the squatty potty, Lyndon was taking us around, taking us around town. Finally pulled up to a public squatty potty. And I couldn't maintain balance for the first few seconds, so had to grab the walls, had to do a few positions here and there, maintain balance, and then I held on to something. I was like, finally, can maintain balance. Little did I know, it was a little hole into the next cubicle. And I guess when I was moving around trying to find stuff to hold, I was making a big racket on the other side. And as I was holding on to the hole, you can just see the next dude. And we made eye contact, and from that moment on we were friends. Alright, see. So for me, where I see God working is that I was working with little children, 6 to around 9 years old. They were just doing little booklets, science, English, lazy math problems here and there. But at the end of every booklet, there's a little verse they had to read out. So I'll just help them read out the verse, and they probably memorized it beforehand and knew how to write it down. I just reckon it was pretty nasty that they were giving them verses from like Thessalonians or Corinthians, making it hard for them to read. But at the end of the week, I also had to do a little devotion for them. Did a real basic one just about the fruits of the Spirit, then related it to real fruits. But at the end of the devotion, I had a little girl come up to me. Her name was Hannah, asking if I talked to Jesus. And I'm like, yeah, most of the time I talk to Jesus. Then I asked her the same question, and she goes, yeah, I talk to Jesus, but I kind of don't hear his voice or don't feel like he's listening. And then I ask her, what do you talk to her about? She goes, oh, just talking about watching over our family, making us have a good day. And then I asked her, are you having a good day? Yep. Is your family being looked after? No one's sick or anything? Yep. Then I'll just tell her, like, you might not hear it, but that's probably God's way of talking to you, saying, like, everything's all good. Thanks for talking to me, and I'll look after your family. So she's probably like 6, 7, so it's just real amazing, like at that young age they're real conscious about talking to Jesus and stuff. And that kind of relates to when I'm here back in New Zealand working with the youth, saying that the best we can do is just plant those seeds into the youth, because at the end of the day it's their relationship with God, and then God will do the rest. So that's me.
I got to say as well, one of the amazing things traveling with Leo is when we would walk into a shop, they would say hello to me, but to Leo they would say ni hao. That happened everywhere we went, so he was our local tour guide for the trip. That was awesome. yeah, it was just, I guess for me, I guess a different perspective on the trip, going with youth and with leaders, and just being able to see their strengths and skills kind of manifested in such a different context and environment from what they're used to. I mean, you heard, you know, just seeing Ethan being able to use his skill of knowing technology and, you know, to and God using that to connect. And Jasmine as well, who is just such a social being, just doing what she does best, just in her natural environment and stuff. And yeah, so just seeing all these different skills that, I mean, I have seen in the context of Manurewa, the skills that God has given them, and just seeing them use it in a different context for me was just incredible. It was awesome. And I had the privilege of being invited. This guy on the left, Brendan, it's kind of a local there. He'd grown up, so even though he looks pretty Western, he is like fluent in Mandarin. It is impressive. But he, completely separate to what the school does, so completely separate to Ivy School, he does an English class in the evening, and he sort of couples it with a skateboarding group, and so he does this kind of English skateboarding group in the evenings, and he, after having a conversation with them, he learned that I've done a bit of skateboarding through high school and stuff like that, and he thought, whoa, you should come along. Well, he's Canadian, so, hey, man, you should come along and, like, totally speak to my kids and, you know, do some skating with us. And, I mean, I didn't have a skateboard, but he arranged one for me, and he asked if I could share my testimony with these kids, and I did. It was awesome. And it was an interesting experience trying to relate what I knew very well, you know, to my testimony and... Yeah, but trying to convey it in a way that would be relatable to the I think the eldest kid was 11, another one was maybe 8. So they were quite young. Their English was, you know, not the best, but you know, trying to convey what God has done in my life. Yeah, it was a very, very interesting, awesome experience. And then we went skateboarding afterwards, and I thought, well, I'm going to, like, break an ankle or something. but no, it was really, really fun. So, yeah, I guess for me, yeah, it was amazing. And the culture. Can I say one more thing? Got time? The other thing that I really, really appreciated was just the culture of China. So... coming from a Western context, we have these things called iPhones, we have these things called iPads, these sort of technology, and it's kind of inward focused, you know, all these things that kind of puts us at the center. But we go to China, and, you know, the app that everybody uses is called WeChat. The mall, their biggest mall that they have is called WeGo. And it's kind of, I don't know, just right from the, it just seemed just such a more of a community focus. And we saw that in the videos that that Justin had, that if you had a community group and you wanted to practice, say, ballroom dancing, well, you didn't really have a space, so you went into just where you could do it. So an open courtyard by the beach. Chuck a boombox down, and hey, there you go. You've got yourself a ballroom dancing. And, I mean, even though there were like 50, 60 people standing around watching, but that's okay. You know, it's all community. And so just seeing the community aspect and getting a glimpse of that and just thinking, like, man, what would that look like if we could have that in Manurewa, if we could have that in our context? It's quite a challenging thought, especially for a society where... it just promotes just such an inward thinking, such a selfish point of view. Thank you, darling. Yeah, so I mean, it was just an amazing experience overall. For me, mostly just to see just the strengths that God has put in the youth being manifested in such a different context from what they're used to, but using that strength anyway. And then just observing the culture as well was fantastic.
Yeah, awesome. So on that note, having Hal had all the youth up there and throwing Zoe up as well, I just want to say it was outstanding to see each of you serving in that place. I walked into a room at different times and saw all of you teaching in your classrooms. And
you were teaching. You weren't just making up the team. You were teaching. You were serving. And so I just want to express my thanks that you went and you represented so well. So bless you. This is Zoe. This is her job, what she's doing over there. She's teaching in a kindergarten. And Leo, as you heard, this is the space that he worked in. He was a kindergarten teacher for a week there. And Leo, you're a massive blessing to them. They were so stoked to have you there. Yeah, really cool. We're going to see Zoe in a couple of weeks. She's coming back to join us, which is great.
Hi. I just want to reiterate what one of the things that Justin said, that we went over as a group of people and just knew each other, that God just used each of our different strengths. And we just worked as one body, really. And even included you, because you were here praying for us. It was just amazing to know that. I've always been a bit nervous about sharing my faith to people I don't really know. And I was gobsmacked how God gave me opportunities to do that within what I was doing. I went over as a person who didn't really know much about the Chinese culture, maybe kept them a bit like this over here, but I fell in love with them. They are just beautiful people. And I understand a bit more why they want to be here as well. And that was great. It's just changed my attitude to those that I see around me. And the generosity. You know, we went out on the ladies' night for a meal with Michelle, the principal of the Ivy International School. And I saw some of the girls get up from the table. Suzanne and I were talking to Michelle. And I thought, I know what they're going to do. They're going to go and pay. So we'll keep her busy. So we did. And then a few minutes later, they all came back. And I thought, great. You know, I could see that they'd paid. And we were chatting a bit. And Michelle went out to pay. And she came in with a fistful of money. And she'd insisted that the manager gave back the money that we had paid because she was paying for it. And it was like, well, what do we do? But yeah, they were just over and above what you expected. And the students were just amazing. I worked at the English school in town, and they were just beautiful. I wish I could have brought them here. And put them in the classes where I work in here, and they would have been brilliant role models. Thank you. No. The sea cucumber. It's like rubber, and I did taste it. I did take a nibble, unlike my husband who managed to eat one.
I disappeared from that. Yeah, so there you see the kids we worked with, you know, and it was just an opportunity to get alongside them, play games with them, you know, trying to... It didn't take too much, you know. You get a group of Chinese kids sitting in a circle and pretty soon you've got Duck Duck Goose going. Although Lyndon introduced elephants and hippopotamuses, and they picked up on that, you know, being silly, they were just as willing to be silly, and they were very quick, and it was just a real honour to get alongside them and to help. There you can see some of their constructions. They were, you know, talking about renewable energy and. They had to build these wind turbines, and as someone noted, it seemed to turn into a bit of a competition between Owen and myself to get the most power out of the blades. It was fun, and I think the thing that was really telling to me was we were engaged not just with the kids, but with the teachers from the school and the people who were organising the program, and after the final presentations, we gathered to do a few things, and some of them came to join us, and one of them just said, you know, I'm here not because I need to be, but because I like being with you guys. You know, there was a sense of family that we had forged between us that extended to the people around us. And I think, you know, if you can do that, then you're doing God's work. And that was, you know, that was the thing that I really took away, plus the fact that I'm no good with the squatty potties. Things did not always end well.
So there we are. So I enjoyed being in China very much. It was an amazing experience. Got to take Marcy. It was very special. During the time at the school where my particular role was to help in a physics class, and we were learning about energy, and had whole group of children that cycled through our classroom, and we built a wind turbine, or groups built wind turbines, and so I enjoyed the pleasure of moving around the different teams, helping them make their wind turbines actually work, and so that was really neat. And then after camp had finished, or school had finished, a whole week at Wei Hai, there was a group of us called the Beijing team, and the Beijing team spent an extra 2 or 3 days in China, and we went to Beijing, and we did a little bit of touring. Took a little bit longer to get there because of delays and cancellations, but we finally got there, and some of us, 7 of us there was, we went on a tour for the day, organised tour, with a gentleman by the name of Jeremy, and he took us to the Great Wall. Now, the Great Wall was really a wonderful experience, and it was during that time that I actually had, I guess, a real God time it was, where Jeremy and I ended up just being together just for a few minutes, and the rest of the team were off exploring the wall, and Jeremy, he asked me, he said, how do you guys all know each other? What's the story? And so I said, oh, we all go to the same church back in New Zealand. And so he said, what sort of church? Christian church. And I said, yes, Christian church. And he said, I'm a Buddhist. And as a Buddhist, he said, but I've many sins, and I really am a bad sinner. And I said, well, that's interesting. In the Christian church, I was able to explain that, you know, we can be free from sin, and that Christianity, because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, we can know freedom from sin. Even though we sin again, our sin has been covered by Jesus. And I was able to explain just briefly a little bit about the Christian faith. And for me, that was very special and was the highlight for the whole trip. Thank you.
I look at my straight hair. It only lasted about 2 days, and the humidity hit. And Ethan became my son because we had this afro. We found a dog with the same hairstyle. On the beach, everybody had dogs. Jasmine kissed every dog she saw, and we saw cats and backpacks and things like that. I've written a list of things, but what I thought about China was just beautiful. It was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. When we got off the plane and Lyndon met us, and walking to the bus, it was just beautiful. The trees were lovely, and that surprised me. And they had pine trees down the street that weren't straight pine trees like ours. They were just I don't know, mini bonsai things that were big. So I've written a few lists things while I was sitting in church. The highlight was that Ken came. That was a bit of a miracle because he said after the first meeting, I don't think you should go. It's not a good idea. You'll end up in prison. And I just read a book about a Christian in China who has been tortured all his life in prison. So I thought, oh gosh, yeah, you know. But anyway, I went and Ken came and that was the highlight. And he enjoyed it. And he said, I'm not going to teach. I'm not going to teach. And he taught every day. And he loved it. And they loved him. So that was great. So highlights. Definitely the toilets and the toilet paper is one of the highlights. Which way do you stand in a squatty potty? Do you face the door or do you face the wall? And if you face the door, you've usually got something to hold on to get up. I did that one time and the whole pipe came out of the wall and the water squirted everywhere. And it brought us really close, like how do you keep your feet dry and things like that. But I was thankful that we always found a throne for Marcy, Marcy, and even when there wasn't one, we found one. That was great. The dancing on the street was a highlight. But like what Dale said, I thought wouldn't it be awesome if we all came out at night from 7 till 9 and danced together in as harmony. We felt safe. We did lose one package, but we all probably silly put our bags down, trusted a guy we met on the street, and he said, I'll look after your bags, but somehow we misplaced some toys. The food was interesting. It was mostly really good. We had a really good cook at camp and heaps and heaps of food, heaps of veggies, really well cooked. There were some strange foods when we went out, but definitely the highlight was the pizza, that huge pizza. It was really good. We had Pizza Hut in Beijing and it was beautiful. They're really good cooks. Keep losing my place. Another highlight was our lounge. We'll call it the Chocolate Lounge. At night we met in the lounge and had a sing with Simon and the guitar and talked about our bowel motions. it brought us closer together. And that we survived the taxis and the bus drivers. I don't know what the rules were. There didn't seem to be any road rage, but they all tooted and were aiming for each other. And I don't know what the rules were with a taxi, but they were scary. And we survived. And I don't even think I saw an accident. I didn't see any motorbikes get pushed off by buses, but we were like, the whole time it's like, you know, really, really scary. We enjoyed we had really good interpreters. We had Jonathan and Leo, and they were great interpreting. We needed him once when I was with Marcy and Suzanne. We went into a little market and we wanted to buy some perfume. She didn't speak English, I didn't speak Chinese, I didn't have my interpreter phone thing on, and I said, you know, we want to buy some perfume. And she grabbed my arm and she put the stuff on it and turned my arm white. And I was like, it's not perfume, but she obviously thought it was too brown. And so I had a white arm for a day. But we did, Leo came to the rescue and managed to say that we wanted perfume and we got a purchase with that. One thing I appreciated with the Chinese, they thought we were beautiful. I was sitting at lunch with Justin and Sam, and this lady said, very handsome, you're very handsome, and thought Sam was very handsome. All the girls liked Sam. I thought he was just a novelty there. The first day, we noticed all the girls liked Sam, and I thought, yeah, he's like a little Leonardo or a little Justin Bieber look, and yeah, but it made me appreciate the people we were with, that we actually have got a beauty about us and people took photos of us all the time. We were shopping and random people come up and take photos. And I think because I had an afro and I was tall, I don't know what it was, but we all had that. Like even with Alison, she said, "Oh yeah, people taking photos today. Not so much in Beijing, but it was strange that you were foreigners." Lyndon did translate and say that they were saying, "Look at all the foreigners! Look at all the foreigners!" Every day was a highlight. Probably the hardest time for me was my feet. For some reason, got really fat, and my legs were really sore. We had to walk. There's lots of stairs. I was on the second floor to go to the toilet. I had to go to the third floor, and for some reason, my feet just didn't like it. And I was sitting in the toilet about 3 o'clock one morning. I thought, I just can't do this anymore. I just can't do it. Can't do these stairs anymore. And I thought, well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Everybody's asleep. You just got to do it. And I thought, what if Jesus ever said that in his life? I just can't do this anymore. It's actually too hard. And I felt my conscience or God saying, "You just toughen up. You've got to do it. Get a painkiller in the morning." So the next morning, Ken had some anti-inflammatories, which seemed to work. But I did wonder what Jesus did when he felt like that. He said, "I just can't do this walk anymore." Is what he did. And that was probably one God moment. The other God moment was when we were with in the Beijing group, and we were with Jeremy. And he was asking, "How long you been married? How long you been married?" And he was a bit blown away about how long we've been married. And he asked us what the secret was. And I said, "Don't never give up." And Alison said, "Always forgive." And he was quite impressed with our lives just being married with that long together. Things you must pack when you go away. Definitely a Lisa. You have to pack a Lisa next mission trip. She was awesome, and I felt sorry for her. She's like the age of my daughter, and she had to have these old people as her children, and we relied on her a lot. And thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Peter, for letting her come. Next time they can both come. So anything else, Annette? Annette, my friend, came. I met her through, actually, she was a client, and then she became a friend and a swing friend. And she's a widow, been a widow for about 8 years. And she said, "Oh, come if I sell my house." And she sold her house, and she came. And she loved it. She loved, I don't know, where is it? Is in the mall on the first day? Okay. I didn't have to look after her, which was great. I didn't know what she did during the day. Was she in a classroom? Yeah. If anybody else thinks of anything to add about Annie, I only saw her yesterday, but she couldn't be here because she's with her family, her daughter. She's positive. She's my inspiration, actually. She's 10 years older than me, and probably when I had my I can't do this moment, I always look at Annette and I think, if she can do it, I can do it. And now it's Ken's turn.
Oh yeah, that guy there, he was the gate man, I think they called him. At the Ellen Security at where we went to in the city for the language school. And Alison, and I'm sorry, Alison, that I gave it to him before you turned up, but it's meant to happen like that. We gave him a socket set because we bought a socket set, Alison and Sharon and me and Alison and Simon bought a socket set to fix up a little quad bike that they had at the thing. So we're trying to work out who we're going to give this to. And he bent me some tools. And you want to see him. He jumped. He almost jumped. He was jumping up and down like this round. So excited and just hugged me a bit, you know. It was awesome. to have that relationship there like that. And but anyway, 2 minute reflection. It's only 2 minutes supposed to have, eh? I wasn't going to go, but I'm pleased I did go. One of the highlights was getting to know all these people that were in this team. I didn't have a lot of clue what they're like other than Owen, mate Owen. So, and probably one of the biggest highlights was getting to know Lisa and appreciate Lisa for who she is and how she planned, as Sharon said, so much for us. And thank you for that. But I think, the wonderful people at the team, that was wonderful to be with the people. And the connection we got was probably a real highlight as well. And another highlight was getting to actually fall in love with China. Beforehand, I probably thought, oh, Chinese people, yeah, cool. There's a lot of Asians in this country. Quite nice. My mate's got a partner that's a Chinese lady, and she's lovely. But I didn't think much about that. It's cool. So, I think I've fallen in love with China. I want to go back again and serve if I can there some way. The people, amazing. The country's amazing. A bit more Western than I thought, though, that's all. I was quite surprised by that. Beautiful place. Another highlight was to get to share with... I believe it's a word from God that was given to me in the middle of the night. You know, like, just, it wasn't actually a Bible verse. It was an old hymn. It just goes simply like, something like, take time to be holy. Speak off with the Lord. Spend time in His Word. And walk humbly before the Lord. And I didn't know who it was for. It was probably for me, really, but... Actually, it was for Michelle. And eventually I got to share it with her. And we're sitting on the beach at our barbecue. And she kept saying, you got that book in your... You got that little notebook in your back pocket? Where's your back pocket? So I sat and shared that with her. Because she had said on the bus, she'd shared that she wasn't a very good Christian. And I said, well, nor am I. But God still loves us. And that's what we've got to remember. So that was meant to be able to share, encourage her in her walk with Jesus. So that was probably a highlight. For me, biggest highlight probably, yeah. And the next highlight in the 2 minute session is probably going into the classroom and not considering myself a teacher and not that good at English myself, and going in there and seeing the kids running wild with this English girl, which was in there the first day from London, and they were just like, they were running her ragged. I thought, oh my goodness, how am I going to control these children? And then the next day went in and had the teacher, which I said to the teacher, I thought she was the teacher, it was a girl called Max, Chinese lady, and I said, oh, so I'll be assisting you today, will I? He said, oh no, you're the teacher. Me, the teacher? Yeah, the kids are being, the parents are paying for these children to come to have an English teacher. Oh, okay. They got lost in translation somewhere. Okay, let's do it. So we did it. And I don't think it was me doing it. I think it was actually God went before. So I got to teach these beautiful children, and they were, I could visualise them all. They were all awesome kids. Very intelligent, extremely intelligent, in fact. And even naughty still, like Jack, one guy there, he just loved winding up this girl, Doris. He made her cry because he told her she's a dumbass in Chinese. Because she was slower than all the rest. But she wasn't. She was fine. But so sharing his teaching with these beautiful children and realising you could do it, why not do it in New Zealand? Help the people that don't know English. There must be heaps of kids that are coming through our system that need that. So that was an eye-opener, you know, in that respect. So you've got to teach them, but not only that, I got to teach with... Sharon came and helped. It was awesome having Destiny come and help in the class. She was amazing. She's awesome, that girl. And Alison, you did a wonderful job. And
I think Marcy came and helped one day, did you not, Marcy?
Yeah, that was with Sharon and Suzanne, and you came and helped too, on that, yeah. Because we went and helped that day. It was sometimes it was just seemed to be run on the seat of our pants sometimes. And Lyndon would say, oh, no, you're not going there today, you're going over here, you're going to go to the sailing club today. But we had so much fun, I need to say this, Lyndon, Justin, Ryan, we fixed that boat, didn't we, that motor. That was pretty amazing, wasn't it? Yeah, it's cool working together. It was great fun. So thank you.
So I found that African proverb that said, if you want to go quickly, you go alone. But if you want to go far, you go together. And I really feel like that's kind of what we did. And we really united as a team. And that's probably something I value the most about the experience we had. Like, we really did go as a group of strangers. We knew each other, but not really. And we, you know, grown to know and love each other. And I think that was just something that I kind of wasn't prepared for, such a deep connection with each other. Like, I think I could go to Ken's house and just raid his pantry without even asking, you know, and I probably wouldn't do that before. Yeah, and I really feel like Alison said, we went to Bless and we weren't expecting the, I suppose that we kind of felt like celebrities as such, and we were almost put on a pedestal, and we weren't prepared for that, and we were loved so deeply, and it was, I don't know, it kind of made us feel like we weren't as much as a blessing as we wanted to be, but when we dug deep down into conversation, we realised how much we were actually touching these people, and yeah, the kindness that we showed for each other and for the people that we were with was really noticed by not only the people we were there to help, but even strangers in the street would pull us up and be like, oh, we see you really caring for Marcy. Why? You know, why do you love, you know? And it's just like, well, we're family. We're not, you know, we're not here to put on a show. It just comes natural because that's who we are. We love each other. And I just, yeah, I really, I think that's my highlight, is just getting to know each other on our team. Yes, going to China was amazing, and everything that everyone else has said has really touched me, but I think the connections that we've made going forth and long term has been really touching for me.
I do want to say that Lisa made our trip in regards to the nuts and bolts and behind. We had a Chinese person doing nuts and bolts and behind, and we had a Kiwi person doing nuts and bolts and behind. And so, Lisa, I just want to honour you. Thank you so much. You served us so, so well. Rachel.
Morena, ni hao. You guys have done so well sitting for so long. I'll try and be quick. For me, if I sum up the trip, I would say that it was a blessing. And one of those big blessings was I got to see my Zoe and spend some time with her in her classroom and just hanging out, going to places, eating with her, going on a bus. That's where we stayed, and our view every day was looking out over the sea and these beautiful green trees, like Sharon said. Waihai was just beautiful. It's a beautiful time of year to go there. I was really blessed by our whole team as well. Like Justin, I looked at the team before we left and I thought, oh my goodness, God, how are we going to do this? How's everyone going to get along? But God went before us and we had an amazing time, as it's been shared over and over. Everyone just got on so well, from the youngest to the oldest, and we had lots of fun eating, and I have to say, you guys that came all did an amazing job of eating local cuisine, because I am not eating scorpions or sea cucumbers. this is our ladies' night here that we all went out and had hot pot together. Yes, we had an ice cream cake, so we were better than the guys. And even though I got lost from our group, the boys lost two of the guys from their group, so we did better. And the first picture that was there, that's the real highlight for me. I was able to connect with friends from the past and just hear the stories of how God is working in their lives and how they've touched the lives of other people, and other people have become Christians. And it's not just one person that's happened with, it's several. And so it's amazing how God uses you, but so many other people to touch lives. And it takes time, but it's a blessing to go back and see what the Lord has been doing. So, yeah, I would sum up the whole trip as an amazing blessing. Thank you.
So it's just me now, and because we're in China, I can talk for another hour, so it's all fine. I'm just going to read your scripture. I'm going to read the scripture over the team that went. This describes them. We always pray for you, and we give thanks to God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all of God's people, which come from your confident hope of what God has reserved for you in heaven. You have had this expectation ever since you first heard the truth of the good news. The same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It is bearing fruit everywhere by changing the lives, just as it has changed your lives from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace. You learned about the good news from Epaphras, our beloved co-worker. He is Christ's faithful servant, and he is helping us on your behalf. He has told us about the love that you have for others and the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit has given you. So we've not stopped praying for you since we first heard about you. We ask God to give you complete knowledge of his will and to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding. Then the way that you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know the God better and better. We also pray that you'll be strengthened with all his glorious power, so that you'll have all the endurance and the patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. Our team, are you back? And right now, as a church, we are pivoting in what it is to understand the mission of God. This whole year, the first half, we've had our eyes focused on this global perspective of what God is doing. Now we turn our eyes to what is God doing here. You've had a fabulous time. We've been incredibly blessed. We have blessed. God has been faithful. Now we get to persevere. Now we get to love those people that we work with. Now we get to love those people that we share a house with. Now we get to love the people who are over our back fence. Let's keep doing exactly what God had us do over there. Let's keep loving in his name. Let's keep sacrificing. Let's keep being generous. And just like it was over there, God will lead us. He'll wake us in the night, Ken, and he'll give us a word. He'll give us opportunities, Owen, to speak. The youth, just keep being who you are. Keep loving and being kind, because your classmates, your fellow students in university, the different places that you go, God will be moving. He doesn't need us, but he chooses to use us, and it's such a privilege. Again, thank you, church, for blessing us, permitting us, and empowering us to go.
we've been incredibly blessed. And we pray that as we get to journey on this year with a real strong focus now of what God is doing here, that together we'll be able to respond and partner with what God is doing. Bless you. Thanks for your patience in allowing the team to share what God has been doing in their lives and the experiences they've had. Catch up with them afterwards. They've got heaps more stories to tell. Yeah, there's lots I could say. Bless you, and I look forward to being with you again next week.